And once again, we are so happy to have Brother Jeff Sprinkle, who will be giving our devotion tonight. We appreciate the faithfulness and the stability that Brother Sprinkle provides. He's such a great model and example of faithfulness and stability. We love and appreciate both he and Sister Evelyn Sprinkle. Brother Sprinkle, are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
All right. I'm turning it over to you now, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord, church. So good to be with you on a Friday night. I know it's been a long week. It's been kind of hot. And God is good. He is on his throne and said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He purchased us with his own blood, and he's filling many souls with the Holy Ghost. He's leading many souls to the church, I believe, at this time, not only our church, but worldwide. And God is good. He's faithful. I'm expecting prayers to be answered that we've been praying about tonight, all the needs of the people. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for God's faithfulness. And so I want to thank all my brothers and sisters, my pastor and his wife, all the good folks, Truth Church. We love you and miss you. So tonight, I'd like to start off with Mark chapter 1, verse 16. It's when Jesus began his earthly ministry, and he is calling his disciples, and in verse 16, it starts out by saying, "Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers." Amen. Fishermen. "And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him." And I want to talk about these Peter, Andrew, James, and John here. They left their nets, forsook their nets. And then verse 19 says, "And when he had gone a little farther thence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship, mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants and went after him." So I want to talk a little bit about Andrew, Peter, James, and John. They were fishermen, and they were partners. And it talks about they forsook their nets. And then I'm going to go to Luke chapter 5. And before I do that, it also says how John and James were mending their nets. And so I want to focus on a little bit about the nets. And the nets are basically, in the physical, they were fishing nets, and they used them to catch fishes. And at times their nets became broken or filled with, you know, different things that made holes in the net. And so they would have to mend the nets. And so basically, I want to say that our lives in the church is like a net. And we are souls that when the net's casted out into the world, we're pulled in by a net into the church. But in this physical, these nets become broken. And human beings like us and people in the world, their lives are broken. And we need Jesus to fix our nets, our lives. And so living for God, it's a process. We hear preaching. We go to an altar. We repent of our sins. God fixes us, and we become part of the body. And so, you know, this is a lifelong process. And so Jesus at this time is calling these first disciples. And then in Luke chapter 5, it talks about verse 1, it says, "It came to pass when Jesus was there, the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God. And he stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships," talking about Jesus, "which was Simon's, and he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship." And then it says, "Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch," or a draught. "And Simon said unto the master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing." What it's saying is, "We fished all night, Lord. We haven't caught nothing." And then it says, "Nevertheless, at thy word will I let down the net." And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And he beckoned unto partners which were in the other ship, and they should that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." See, Simon and the others were fishing all night, and they didn't have any luck. And of course, they obeyed the Lord when he said, "Lord, we've done this all night. Nevertheless, we'll do what you said." And they obeyed, and they threw their net out. And lo and behold, they caught a multitude of fishes. And Peter recognized in himself, "Lord, I tried to do it myself. I tried to do it my way. And Lord, I just, after not catching anything all night, Lord, I did what you said, and look at all these fishes I caught." And so what catches my eye about this story, yes, they had success. They had success in the catch after they obeyed the Lord. But it was the net that broke when they needed help from one another to pull in all this great catch of fishes. And tonight, church, we are like nets bound together. We're like a we're a church, which is a huge net, and we're on a mission to win souls and love people and help one another, because the Lord's coming soon, and we've got to be strong. We've got to mend our nets. And last night, Brother Stephen Mantooth was very, very honest and transparent about his life and his desire for God. And the story last night reminded me kind of this story, you know, about mending your net. I believe, church, the Lord is calling us to prayer. He's calling us to a closer walk with him. You can hear it over and over again in these devotions, the transparency of many of you, brothers and sisters, of the times we're in. And God is strengthening us. We're not together physically, but you can feel God in our homes, and I believe you feel God in your homes. I know some of you are probably doing good. I hear Pastor say he's doing good, and he feels good about what's going on. And maybe some of you aren't feeling so good. But God is on his throne, and God is dealing with us to draw closer to him. And I believe these devotions over and over again are calling us to get closer to God, because there is a harvest of fishes out there, church, and God's going to use us. And, you know, this church is like a big net, and we got to be unified. We got to not let any holes get in our nets, in our church, in our own lives. We got to dedicate. Amen. Brother Mantooth, thank you for your message and for your burden and for reminding us that God is there for us and that he's calling us and that he will answer. And young people, you can do this. You can do this if you're an elder, if you're a young person. No matter if you're fallen. The Bible says a righteous man falls 7 times, but he still gets up. And that's because God is good, and he is merciful, and he is faithful. All we got to do, church, you know, we make a big deal out of repentance, but it's really easy to repent. All we have to do is, you know, get in his presence, repent, just confess sometimes. We have to. You know, God is, that's how we get into his presence, and then we thank him. And you want to be a strong net? Amen. I want to thank God for his call today. And then, church, I'd like to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And as I'm turning there, give me a second. We'll talk about the body. The body of Christ, the church, the body of Christ here. In verse 12 of chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, I'm going to do some reading here. So it's going to talk about the body. For as the body is one and hath many members, of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we're Jewish, Gentiles, or whether we're bond or free, and all have been made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. The same church that we're very, very body has many members. We're all different. And then it goes into verse 15. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I am not of the body, it is therefore not of the body. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? Or the whole were the hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. That's you and me. We're all different, church, but we're part of the body. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, but one body, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. So, church, you already know the meaning of this, a lot of you. We're all different, but all parts of the body are needful. Verse 23, and those members of the body which we think less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body. God hath put us together, in other words, church, and has given more abundant honor to the part which lacked. You look at me, you might think I'm not lacking much. But I tell you, church, I am not perfect. You can ask my wife. I need God, just like Brother Stephen Mantooth was talking about. But we're all one body, and you know that. And then I like to just go to chapter 13. I think it was talked about earlier this week, talking about the body, church, talking about our lives, the net, the unity of our church. Talks about verse 1. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity, which means love, I am becoming as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Love or charity beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Then it says in verse 8, charity never faileth, but where there be prophecies, they shall fail, tongues they shall cease, whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish. And then verse 13 says, and now abideth faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. The church, I'm talking about the body tonight. I'm talking about the church as a big net. I'm talking about us individually as a net connected together to make a large net for the harvest, amen, and the winning of many souls that I believe God is just about to pour out. And I wanted to talk about how important it is for this body that I read about, that every part of the body and member of the body is important. Whether you are gifted in spiritual gifts, whatever, you can just be a kind word. That's pretty powerful to me. When you do something nice for somebody, feed somebody, say a kind word, amen. Maybe you pray for somebody, or you text somebody, or you preach, or you teach, or you encourage. I want to thank God for every part of the body today. And then I want to go to 1 Peter chapter 4. I think it was read earlier this week. And I want to go to verses 8. And I'll talk a lot about love tonight because love is powerful. And then verse 8 says, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Church, that's a powerful verse right there. When we love enough to forgive, it will cover a multitude of sins. Then it says, verse 9, use hospitality one to another without grudging. Verse 10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Verse 11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things might be glorified through Jesus Christ, whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. So church, whatever you can do for the Lord, whatever you can do for the body, amen, God is pleased, and he has given you the ability to do it. Whether you're a Sunday school teacher, maybe you are a greeter in the church, maybe you are faithful to come to pray, maybe you are a singer, maybe you're a preacher, but oh, this body is tempered together, and it is a mighty force. It's a strong net, and we need that, church. We need this net to be unified, and we need to sit before the Lord and seek His face. And then let me go one more verse in John chapter 21. And this is the setting. Jesus had been buried, and He rose from the dead. And in John chapter 21, He appears for the third time. And so I'm going to read a few verses. It says, "But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, 'Children,'" here's Jesus, He's risen, but the disciples don't know it, and they're out fishing again on a little boat. And Jesus tells them, "Children, you have any meat?" And they answered Him, "No." And He said unto them, "Cast the net." Here it is again, church. "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find." They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Now understand, church, we're in a pandemic time, a time in our world we've never experienced. This is worldwide. And just imagine how the disciples were feeling when their Lord was dying and He was on the cross. And then He was put in the grave. And then you can imagine the times the whole world was shaken. Even the earth, when Jesus died, amen, reacted. Even the nature of all around His creation reacted when Jesus died. And so here's Jesus again appearing for the third time in front of His disciples. And he's kind of like disguised on the shore. And He said, "Children, do you have any food? Do you have any meat?" And they said, "No." And verse 6 says, and then they casted that net. And look what happens. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, "It is the Lord." Now, John was very close to the Lord, and he recognized Him first. And when Simon Peter heard it, that it was the Lord, he put on his fisher's coat, for he was naked. He was discouraged. They decided, I'm just going to go fishing. I don't know where the Lord is. And so you can imagine when this happened, how Peter, he was just discouraged, church. And we get discouraged a lot of times, you know. Some of us, you know, living for God a long time, you know, we get discouraged, and we're going through things in life. And we just decide, I'm just going to go fishing, so to speak, for whatever you're doing. And then John says, "It's the Lord." And Peter, when he saw that, he put his fisher's coat on. And he said, that's the Lord. I've got to cover myself. And he cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship. Amen. And they were dragging that net full of fishes. And as soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire and coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring of the fish which you have now caught." And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet the net, look, church, we find the net, it wasn't broken. And Jesus said unto them, imagine Jesus, guys. They pull these fishes up. Here's a little campfire on the beach. There's fish on it. And Jesus says, "Come and dine." Church, isn't that what Jesus was dealing with Brother Stephen Mantooth about? Isn't that what the church, God is calling the church to Ontario with His arms outstretched? Church, come and dine. I'm here waiting. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Come unto me, all ye that heavy laden. Come unto me, all you, oh, that need your net mended tonight. I will give you rest. I will put you under my care. I will give you strength. I will edify you and build you up. And then church, this Peter in verse, the three times where Jesus asked Peter if he loved me. When he said, Peter, do you love me? Those three times. And Peter says, Lord, you know I love you. Lord, you know I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. And one time he said, feed my lambs. And then the last time, feed my sheep. That's what the Lord's doing for us, church. We need to feed one another, edify one another, build up one another. Amen. I read about the body, and I read about love and charity tonight. But here's Jesus with his arms outstretched. Church, come and dine. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you. I'm here for you. I want to make you strong. I have a work for you to do. Jesus, I want to give you thanks tonight for the church. I want to thank you for my pastor. I want to thank you for our leadership. I want to thank you for our seniors, young people, and all the church and all the body, that all this body fitly framed, God, is important. Thank you for the work you have for us and the truth church. Amen, amen, amen. Brother Victor, I'm through.
Thank you, Brother Sprinkle. Thank you for that great word tonight. At the beginning of Brother Sprinkle's devotion, he gave us a great reminder of the salvation message. And he also talked about the net and how that the Lord has called all of us to become fishers of men and of women and of young people. So thank you once again for this tremendous message, this devotion, Brother Sprinkle. We greatly appreciate it. Church, why don't we go ahead and ask the Lord right now to allow this word to be deeply embedded in our minds, in our spirits. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time that Brother Sprinkle has given, Lord, and this great thought and this great word of encouragement that he's given the church, Lord God. We thank you for it, and we ask you to bless everyone, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And with that said, everyone, we want to remind everybody about our morning manna devotion tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. with Sister Debbie White. And also, tomorrow night, we will be having our testimony devotion. We're going to be hearing from Brother Tulock and a few others as well. So please tune in tomorrow night as well. With that said, God bless all of you and have a great night.